is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Americans waited Thursday to see if vote count updates from several states would make clear the winner of the U.S. presidential election. A day after wins in two battleground states put former Vice President Joe Biden within reach of victory, and President Donald Trump's campaign launched a series of legal challenges. U.S. news organizations have yet to project winners in six states: Alaska, Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. Projections on Wednesday put Biden as the winner in Michigan and Wisconsin, two states Trump won in the 2016 election. Biden could reach the 270 Electoral College vote threshold needed to win the election if he holds on to his leads in Arizona and Nevada. Trump, however, still has a path to victory if he can take back any one of the states where Biden is leading. The president is leading in other states that have not yet been called: Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina, and Alaska. The Trump campaign said Wednesday it will request a vote count in Wisconsin, where Biden leads by about 20,000 votes, and has filed a lawsuit seeking to stop the count in Michigan, where Biden is ahead by about 35,000 votes. Hans von Spakovsky, a former member of the Federal Election Commission and now with the Conservative Heritage Foundation, said he expects legal disputes to contest the counting of ballots, the rejection of absentee ballots, the extension of time for absentee ballots. The death toll in last week's Aegean Sea earthquake has risen to 116 as rescuers in the Turkish city of Izmir completed their searches of the final collapsed buildings. All but two of the victims were killed in Izmir, Turkey's third largest city. Turkey's president has pledged not to give up until the final person is recovered. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, please visit our website at VOA News.